From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
It's Monday, February 22nd, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Regulation, privacy, right to repair, and gig workers all in one. And new data on the threat report. This is the Business of Tech. A big regulation section today. Virginia privacy law has taken top billing. Essentially a copy of Washington State's from last year, it's considered rather business-friendly. It's expected to pass in a session concluding this month and has the governor's support. It's not the only one to come, with six other states currently examining legislation. Maryland's big tech tax law passed, as I mentioned last week, and it's already being sued. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce and groups like the Internet Association, which makes up Amazon, Facebook, and Google, among others, is taking it on. Meanwhile, on the right to repair front, 14 states are exploring legislation. Here's your list: New Jersey, Delaware, Florida, Massachusetts, Maryland, Montana, Nebraska, Oklahoma, New Hampshire, New York, Oregon, South Carolina, Vermont, and Washington. France has another angle. A repairability index. Last month, makers of certain electronic devices have to tell consumers how repairable the products are. The repairability index includes criteria like how easy the product is to take apart and spare parts availability. Fines come next year, and some companies are already releasing scores. And let's talk Prop 22 in California and the fallout. Two articles I want to highlight. First, Bloomberg highlighting how more industries are being impacted by the changes to gig workers. Grocery delivery workers being fired and replaced by DoorDash workers on demand, or an op-ed by an Uber investor who thinks Prop 22 could be used to replace employees in industries from nursing to agriculture. The second is a Verge piece about how all of those companies, Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, Instacart, and Postmates, have all raised prices after promising not to in their campaign to support Prop 22. And how do I know this is a thing? The Information has reported that Microsoft is building a freelancer market to take on Upwork and Fiverr based on LinkedIn. So why do we care? Well, first off, let me observe the Wall Street Journal also has a piece about how restaurants and startups are looking to their own apps and tools to solve their delivery needs. With me thinking about e-commerce a lot, see Sunday's editorial, it's another piece of the puzzle and an opportunity. If you think gig workers aren't in the IT services space, you're not watching. Companies like Field Nation are delivering this service already. I'm not endorsing the approach, I'm simply saying I can see building an IT services company leveraging gig workers too. Microsoft sounds like they're experimenting with delivering white-collar workers by leveraging LinkedIn, and that's smart. I get that idea. This whole section is like a fire hose of challenges and opportunities. Right to repair? Yep, that'll change the market. Taxes on internet advertising? Yep. New privacy laws? Check. Gig economy? Check. So listeners, which should I be unpacking more? New data from NewSpire on Q4 malware and exploits. It's up 58 and 68% respectively. During weeks 9 and 10, ransomware jumped by 10,000%. Yes, that's the number. Here's their other findings. The large spike in exploit activity was driven by a December burst of SMB login brute force attempts, peaking at 90,000%. However, Double Pulsar reigned as the top utilized technique through 2020. VBA agent activity dominated all other witness malware activity. Attackers leveraged moments in time, utilizing voter registration, how to vote during the pandemic, and polling information, and other election-related materials to lure end users into interacting with their malicious documents. Attackers increased attempts to exploit new vulnerabilities as they were disclosed in Q4. This escalation was driven by the release of known vulnerability in over 49,000 Fortinet devices on the dark web and APT groups. Also reported, a new piece of Mac malware. Found across 30,000 Macs, infected machines call home once an hour, and the payload is still unknown. It runs on the M1 chip, and it's the second malware to do so. Finally, at least the skills are in demand. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says security jobs are going to be in demand through 2029. Why do we care? Might sound like a bit of a broken record, but it's always about the data on how smart the attackers are that interests me. Attacking specific moments in time and topics in the media is strategic and smart. Repetition does not spoil the prayer. Need a reminder? That's it. They innovate too. M1 malware already. I'm not sure all this job security is necessarily a good thing. We're still not improving. Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than any other solution. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources. And do it all while addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com. That's EGNYTE.com. And when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Back again tomorrow with more tech news.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
I know how to run a hair salon, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. She's a small business owner too, so she knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.